Okay, so this week, Klal Yisrael is going to finish Sefer Vayikra. Ahar Michokosai, double parasha. And Chazak and Chazek, big stuff. And there's a Rashi, the famous, maybe one of the most famous Rashis that's most spoken about, the most literature, maybe on, in the entire Torah, is found in the beginning of Parashat Michokosai. Pasuk says, in Michokosai Teilechu, if you go in my chukim and you keep the mitzvos and you do them. So Rashi says, first Rashi of Bechukosai, Im Bechukosai Teleichu Yochol Zekim HaMitzvos. I might think this refers to fulfilling mitzvos. Kishu Omer V'as Mitzvosai Tishmoru V'asisim Osam Rekim HaZomer. I know mitzvos in the next part of the pasuk. So what's left for the opening phrase im bechukosai telechu? Says Rashi famously, shetiyu amelim batorah, that you should toil, you should, in art school translation, you should be laboring, working hard in Torah. Shetiyu amelim batorah. What comes after that in the Pesukim? Huge brachos. If you do these things, what happens? You're going to get your rain, right time, fruits. You'll be able to thresh when you want to thresh. Then you'll be able to have your bread, and you'll be full from your bread, and you'll live in Israel securely. Shalom. It's the best brachos, no? Unbelievable. The Ramban even says about these brachos, some of these brachos were so great, they were never even happened in time of history. They're only going to happen be Muslim Mashiach. They're so incredible, brachos. Ramban says. After you finish all the brachos, what happens after that? Tochacha, klalos. How does that begin? V'imlo sishmuli. If you don't listen to me, says Rashi again. What does it mean v'imlo sishmuli? Liyos amelim batorah. Rashi says. Whoa, there's a theme developing. If you listen and you're amel batorah, you're going to get all the brachos in the world and the best brachos ever. The brachos that are most imaginable brachos that even this world has never experienced yet so far. And if you don't listen to be amel batorah, if you don't work hard in Torah, if you don't labor in Torah, then what? Then all the klalos, all the unfortunate things that are found in this parasha are going to come your way. So I want to ask three questions for today's shmooze. We're going to speak about all of them, mostly about the first one, a little bit about the next two. Question number one, what is Amelim HaTorah? What does it mean? Amelim HaTorah.
Toil.
Shkoyach. What does that mean? Toil. You say toil, I say work. You say work, I say labor. Work hard. What's it about? What's the... Give me a definition. Tell me what to do.
Effort.
Effort. Good. Effort's part of it, for sure. So I want to try to give us... I want to give... There's a lot of the... Well, everything that's being said is true. You have to work hard, and you have to have effort, and you have to try hard, and this is all true. But I want to try to give you maybe a nice way to recall it and to think about it. That's number one. Number two, why is it so important? Why is it the key to everything? Why is this Amelus Batorah? Okay, it's a nice thing, but like, why is it the key to all the brachos, and why is it the Chas V'Shalom, the key also to all the klalos? And finally, just for a few minutes at the very end, how do we get there? First I want to understand what it is, then I want to understand why it's so important, and finally I want to try to understand with you together for a few minutes how we achieve this tremendous thing. So I have in front of me a beautiful sefer which I've used many times before, different Divrei Torah. Its name is called Lev Shalom, written by Shalom Shvadron. Shalom Shvadron was the Magid of Yerushalayim, a very, very big Talmud Chacham Tzadik, Rabbi Pesach Kron. His Magid series, the Magid Speaks, and all those things, were inspired from Shalom Shalman, who he got to know, and he was very much inspired by him. And he has a very, very nice understanding and an explanation of this Rashi and this Chazal. And he writes as follows. He says that basically, a person wants to be Amel HaTorah, so they have to treat Torah, as we know, like a business. We say every morning, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu. La soak with the Torah. To be involved. To work hard in the Torah. To toil in Torah. Many point out that the word la soak is like a business. But he points out the following very interesting idea. He says, there's two people that are going to work in the morning, both going to work, but have totally different experiences. One is a worker, and one is an independent either owner or independent entrepreneurial kind of guy. What's the difference between the two of them? So the worker goes to work in the morning, and he works a full day work, and goes home at night, and he spends time with his family and forgets about his job at night. He's not paid to worry about the job at night. He's not paid to think about the job at night. He's not paid to obsess about, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow morning and does he have coverage for this or that or manpower, materials, nothing. What comes to his desk, does his job, punches in, punches out. But the owner, the entrepreneur, the self-employed person doesn't have that luxury. He goes home, takes his job home with him. And if a special event comes up, he can't say, okay, you know, I'll take over his night. And he's thinking about inventory, thinking about what's left and what's going on and his workers and evaluating. If he cares about his business, he'll spend a lot of time. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says in the beginning, going through things and going through making sure he has the right amount of stuff and the right quality stuff, because it's his business, because it's his, and everything revolves around his parnasa, revolves around his business. The guy that's working at a 9-to-5 job does his job, gets a paycheck. It's not his business. He doesn't think about it constantly, doesn't care about it really so much beyond his, does his job and goes home. Says Rav Shalom Shadron so beautifully, that's the shot. What it means to be Amelim Matorah. Amelim Matorah means that a person's mind is zoned in and locked into Torah, not only when he's learning Torah, not only in Seder time. The person's thinking in Torah, he's thinking and learning, he's talking and learning. He has a kasha, it's always bothering him. He has a teretz, his head is occupied and almost preoccupied with Talmud Torah. That's Amelim Matorah. A person is engrossed, engaged, constantly, as the independent worker, not as a hired worker for, you know, an hourly job that could punch in and punch out, but as an independent worker who has the responsibility and feels that sense of responsibility for what he's doing. There's an amazing Rashi found in Masechta Shabbos, Adaf Pei Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara there says that there's different ways that people learn Torah. There's maiminim and masmilim. The word maimin is from Lashon Yamin. What's yamin? Right. What's masmilim is small. There's those that treat Torah like it's their right hand, but that's a certain kind of importance given to it. And then those that treat Torah like it's their left hand, less, you know, second fiddle, if you will, not as chashuv. The Gemara says, if you're a maiminim, if you're a person that mamish, it's number one for you. Torah is sama dechaye. It's the potion of life. It's the medicine for life. Lamas me'ilimba, but if those chas v'shalom that are casually connected to Torah and don't think about it and are not toiling in it, so for them it's sama demosa. Yikes. It's the potion of death. Says Rashi, what's my meaning? But who are these people that prioritize Talmud Torah so strongly? Who are these people? Says Rashi. I quote a beautiful Rashi, Maiminim. What are they doing? Asukim b'chol kocham. They are putting all of their effort into what they're doing. Utrudim ladas soda. And they're bothered to understand the secret of the Torah. They're always trying to figure out what's going on over here. What's this about? What's pshat over here? Why here? Why there? What's this about? What's that? What's the pshat in that? What's the... Why over here is this like that, and why over there is that like this? They're always thinking and toiling and focusing their attention in their learning. Like a person that uses their right hand, which is their main hand. So too, that's my meaning, but it's number one. if you're throwing a pitch and you're a righty, you throw it with your left hand, it's going to be a shvacha pitch. You throw it with your right hand, you throw, I don't know, my brother in Ashrina has a Talmud throws a 90 mile an hour fastball. It's pretty fast. Not 100 miles, not a major leaguer, but it's pretty chashuv, you know? So a right-handed pitch like that. This is the idea of Amilu Matorah, that a person is bought in and so connected to Torah that Torah is on his mind. His fallback is, okay, you know, the kasha he left off with. His fallback is the teretz, that kasha. He brings me a tremendous story about Rav Shach Zatzal. Rav Shach was the yeshiva of Panovich Yeshiva. One day Rav Shach came in late to shir. Didn't happen often. Came in late to shir. And he came into shir, and the Olam's like, okay, you know, what's going on? It's a little unusual. So the Talmidim gathered, sat down in shir, and he said the following thing. He said, yesterday we ended off shir with a huge kasha, a bomba kasha. You guys probably all went to sleep last night. Slept well. Because, why not? Because you were tired. But I was bothered with this kasha the entire night. Shach. All night long. I couldn't go into bed. I was just too focused on the kasha. It was eating me up alive. So what happened? Dawn came. And when dawn came, I decided to drive to get a ride to Yerushalayim, to the Brisker Rav, to ask him a question. After Shacharis, I asked the question to him. He told me a tremendous chiddush, a bomb chiddush. I just came back now from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. Now, in the shir, I'll hear the answer that the Brisker Rav told me on this kasha. What's that? That's this. That's like, whoa. It's not for us necessarily. But like, how important is the kasha to Rav Shach? Like, sleep is important also, you know? I'm not minimizing sleep, but like, how could a person go to sleep if you have this kasha on your head? There's a famous story that went viral about Rav Chaim Kanievsky, famous maisa. Rav Chaim Zatzal. It's in the book, actually, also. Almost done, the book. Problem is, by the time I get to sleep at night, I start reading the book, I'm so tired, I read like three lines, and I'm done. But sometimes I get some more in it, I'm getting through the book, beautiful sefer. There were two boys learning in the Mir Yeshiva, and they're learning Sechas Nedarim. I think the Mir is learning Nedarim right now also, they are. Learning Nedarim, and they were battling. They weren't learning properly. And Rav Nochum Persovitz, Chedush Rav Nochum, one of the great Gedolim, Rosh Yeshiva the Mir, walked into the Sechash, and they got all scared that he was missing the battle. So they started faking like they were learning. So one says to the other, Tana Rabbana, and starts chuckling. Rav Nochum whispers in their ear and says, it doesn't say Tana Rabbana in the entire Maseches Nedarim. So the boys feel a little bit foolish. They got the mussar. They thought that they weren't really learning. They were just battling. Someone told a story to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, it's true. It doesn't say Tanu Rabbanan in Tarei Sechas Nedarim, but it does say De Tanu Rabbanan on this page in Sechas Nedarim. Pretty crazy. It means, you know, he knew that it didn't say Tanu Rabbanan, but he knew that also that it said De Tanu Rabbanan. So the boys were wrong because they said Tanu Rabbanan. But De Tanu Rabbanan it says. So when Steinman heard the story about Reb Chaim, he said, let me tell you a shot in the story. He said, for Reb Chaim, Torah is like his business. If I walk into a store, I have no idea how much supply and how much merchandise they have about each thing in the store. But who knows? The boss knows. He knows he wants to sell X amount of product. He has to have this amount of product in stock. He knows this goes well this time of year, this goes well that time of the year, and he stocks them accordingly. He said, for Reb Chaim, Torah is his business. He's like a store owner. So same, the store owner knows Tanu Rabbanan, did Tanu Rabbanan, he knows apples and oranges, whatever he knows. For Chaim, like this is his business. Torah is his business. So he knows exactly where everything is, because like the guy in the store in the makola knows where the stuff on the shelf is. Reb Chaim knows Torah the same way. That only happens because, of course, he was smart, but it wasn't because of his brains. It's because he had such a desire and such a amelus b'Torah, such unbelievable focus in Torah, that Reb Chaim came to where he became. This is number one. This is what amelus is, at least in a very, very extreme level of what amelus is. I'm thinking about Torah. I'm infatuated. I'm in love with the Torah, and I'm always, what Torah is on my mind. Whether I'm actively learning, or even if I'm not actively learning, but I'm still in the sugya. This, by the way, has halacha l'maaseh ramifications. Because how many brachos do you make a day?
One.
Why not every time? Ask Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah. Why don't you make the same way when you sit in the sukkah each time you make a new bracha? Why don't you make a new bracha when you learn Torah each time? And says Tosfos and the Rush, because you're not Mesiach Das from learning. What do you mean? I'm playing ball. Yeah, but you're playing ball like the Ben Torah. And you always intend to come back to the Gemara. Always intend to come back to the Beis Medrash. Always have in mind that when I finish what I'm doing now, I'll come back to learn. This is Amelus B'Torah. In a definitionally, it's like a business. Like an independent owner who has the responsibility to own his Torah the way he can. Let's try to just touch for a minute or two the other two questions. Which is, why is this so important? Why is this the key to everything? Why is this the key to the brachos and the key to the klalos? It's a nice thing. It's extreme. Why is it so fundamental? I'll give you a mashal. Maybe that could be helpful. What's the most important thing in a marriage? What's the most important thing that the relationship will be able to thrive most? So I think, if not the most important thing, certainly one of the most important things is that the couple is zoned in and mindful of each other constantly. Meaning, if they're living parallel lives and one doesn't think about each other at all, it's not going to be a good relationship. It's going to be, maybe they could coexist, like parallel lives could coexist forever, so they could coexist forever under the same roof. But in terms of it being a wholesome, real relationship, it's not going to be that if there's no thoughtfulness, mindfulness. Of course, you can't just think about the person. You have to also express and share and communicate and buy things for each other and gifts of chule. But it starts with mindfulness. It starts with thinking about each other. It starts with training yourself to be concerned and having that person in mind at all times. Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yiddishkeit is a relationship. The key to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the best way to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by learning Hashem's Torah. And the more I'm zoned in to Torah Hashem Tamima, the more I'm zoned into my relationship with Hashem. Every time I think about Akasha and learning, I'm checking into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time I understand another window of Torah, I'm understanding another window into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. Chazal say, Kajibricha v'Yisrael v'Araisa Chayin, Hashem and the Torah and Bnei Yisrael are one. His essence is the Torah. And as such, if a person casually learns Torah but doesn't engage in a deep way in Talmud Torah, so they're reflecting that their relationship with Hashem is a casual relationship. Their relationship with trying to know more about Hashem is not the most important thing to them. But if they say, you know, I'm trying very hard, I'm all in, I'm focusing myself as much as possible, this is a business to me, I'm an independent businessman, trying to do well in my business over here. So then that shows that I'm all in this relationship. And as such, Hashem says, okay, you know what, great, let's go. Take all the brachos in the world. Take the rain. Take the shalom. Take all the things. You understand what life is about. You understand what this relationship is for and what it's about. Kavaldik, heavens open up. Geshem and Shefa. And all the good things, all the wonderful things that are imaginable in the world should come your way.
Man.
We're not done. You're almost done. How do we get there? Last question. How do we get there? So here's how we get there. these stories about these great people, about Rav Shach, about Rav Chaim Kanievsky, about other great people, they didn't happen overnight. And they didn't become what they became overnight. No gadol became a gadol overnight. No talmid chacham became a talmid chacham overnight. There's only one way to do it. It's not like tricks, you know. Take this pill 3 times a day for 10 days, and then you'll be a talmid chacham. Ain't that right? It's only one way. Only one way to do it is to sit down, step by step, and pound hard in Torah. Maybe we're not going to come to the madriga of people mentioned earlier in the Shmuz. It could be. Hopefully we will. Maybe we won't. But we can go to sleep at night with a kash on our mind. When you go to sleep at night, I know it's playoffs now. It's 3-2. Knicks are down 3-2 to the Heat. I know from my students, I'm holding. Oh, shkoyach. The Rangers are out already. Okay.
Leafs
are also out?
No.
Still involved.
3-1.
See, down 3-1. For dear life. So you could, you know, you could go to sleep thinking about the Toronto Maple Leafs. Or you can go to sleep with a kasha. I was learning today a piece of whatever, chumash. I had a kasha, I'll give you a kasha. I'll give you a kasha, a mashal. I was preparing the shmuz, I was looking at the svarim. Moshe Feinstein points out in the Sefer, it says in the parasha of the Nasati, if you do it, right? So Hashem is going to give you all the brachos. What's the first one? V'nasati gishmechem b'yitam. I'm going to give you your rain in the proper time. The question is, why is it your rain? It should be v'nasati gishamim b'yitam.
One brachos, no?
Why is it your rain?
When you're doing the Ratzon Hashem.
Why is it your rain?
Yeah, when you're doing the
Ratzon Hashem. You own the rain?
Yeah.
But there's your rain and your rain and your rain? It's the Moshe's kasha. Why is it my rain? It's rain. Hashem said, for you learn Torah. What? It's a question, Tahara, you know? I'm not saying your answers are wrong. It's a good thing to go to the night. I never thought about that question. It's trying to gishmechem b'yitam. There's a million kashas we could ask. If you go to sleep with a kasha, it's a great way to go to sleep at night. Now again, if Chaim went to sleep with a kasha, I woke up with the teretz. I was with Chaim. His amelis v'Torah was so great. Like he davened to Hashem, Yisbarach Hashem, I want to forget everything else in the world except for Torah. So he forgot things. I mentioned it earlier in the Shmuz a few weeks ago. He forgot everything. Because he davened Hashem. I don't want to know details. I don't care about. I don't want to know what street in my neighborhood, the streets that I walk on every Sunday are called. I don't want to know what they're called. I know how to get the call and get back. It's fine. He didn't know the streets that he walked on every day for 40 years to the business. He didn't know they were called. He knew how to get to the call and back, but he didn't know the streets were called. He didn't want to. He wanted to know. Whatever Torah you can know, and he amassed a tremendous amount of Torah knowledge. So we're not there yet, but we can go through the kasha at night. We can. We're going on a bus ride. Listen to a shir, and think about a Torah thought while we're on the way. We can't do those things. And little by little, you'd be surprised. Little by little, the more a person invests and puts into learning in a serious, strong way, the more. With time, they'll accomplish and they'll know and they'll understand a lot more windows in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more of an understanding. But it just starts slow. Slow and steady wins the race. There's no shortcuts, no magic potions, no secret, you know, ways to do it. There's no gadol was made. The gadol be so without working very hard and learning. No Talmud Chacham became a real Talmud Chacham without working hard and learning. And on both sides, it's up for grabs. And it's up to us. And we can do it. And we're learning how to do it. We have to work hard. And we have to try our best. We have to put in effort. And b'siyata d'shmaya, we will conquer, each one of us, our unique chilek in Torah. And that's what we're here to do. And b'siyata d'shmaya, we should take these important lessons. And we should make Torah not just something that we do in Seder, which is great. Or, you know, Bikovei Ha'itim LaTorah. Well, I want to end with this last amazing thought. It's not my thought. Bikovei Ha'itim LaTorah wasn't Bikovei Ha'itim LaTorah. Some of the pshat is, I set aside time to learn Torah. That's Pash Pshat. Bikovei Ha'itim LaTorah. Others than pshat, a much sharper pshat. kaveit my Torah means everything else in my life revolves around the Torah. I set up my times around the Torah.
Wow.
Everything else I do. Yeah, but what's the ikkar of my life? What's the focal central point of my life? The central point of my life is Torah. So everything revolves around my shir. Everything revolves around my charus. Everything revolves around my seder. Everything revolves around whatever I'm doing. And then that's shetiyo melem haTorah. We should be zocher b'siyat Shmaya to have this this grow on us and in us and through us and ezra Hashem have it shape us and make us into emes tamin chachamim. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Abusa.